Illinois has become the first state to ban the sale of the controversial diet supplement Ephedra. Governor Rod Blagojevich signed the ban into law yesterday, and now other states are considering similar measures. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Kevin Riggins led the campaign for the Illinois ban. His 16-year-old son, Sean, died last September after taking Ephedra before playing a high school football game.
There's a product out there that kills people, and it's being allowed to stay on the market. So Sean would have wanted this, I think.
Sean Riggins died of a heart attack after taking pills he had purchased at a convenience store. Under the new Illinois law, anyone caught selling Ephedra would face up to 1 year in jail and a $5,000 fine. But Sean's father, Kevin Riggins, says more needs to be done.
I'm not done by any means, no. We've stopped it in Illinois, but realistically, an adult can order this off the internet. You could go over to Indiana and pick it up. I mean, we need to get this in place in the rest of the country to ban the sale, possession, and the manufacture of this stuff.
Makers of the dietary supplement say it is safe when used properly. Some experts say banning Ephedra may hurt people who benefit from using diet pills. Paul Doering is a professor of pharmacy at the University of Florida.
There's an old expression that says, do something, even if it's wrong. And I think what Illinois is trying to do is do something. And in fact, it may be wrong.
Florida has banned sales of diet pills to minors, and other states and the federal government are considering restrictions. In Washington, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson has said his department will require new warning labels for Ephedra products. Doering thinks that's the right approach.
I'm sort of in the business of helping educate people about drugs, whether they're prescription drugs, over-the-counter, or herbal. And I think we don't give people enough credit for being smart. All you can do is to try to give people the information that they need to make the right decision.
Still, 120 deaths nationwide have been blamed on Ephedra, including that of Baltimore Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler this spring. He and Sean Riggins were among several athletes trying to lose weight or get an energy boost to play sports. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.